Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Braugus continues apace, you guys. I am so excited that Meredith Haggerty is back for this whole month as your Braugus co-host in residency. Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
I've had some weird stuff happen there. You guys, I guess at some point I'll probably talk about this. I feel like I'm kind of not really ready right now. But a few days ago, I witnessed an incredibly bizarre New York accident. I'm fine and the dog is fine. But a dog jumped off the roof of a sixth-floor building in my neighborhood and landed directly in the sunroof of a car that I happen to be standing right next to.
Truly wild.
It was it's so crazy. I still can't, like, even really wrap my mind around the fact that it happened, but it's great. It's like, I'm stunned.
But you're okay, the dog's... How is the dog okay? Also, why is this dog suicidal? I mean, you know, you don't have to talk about it.
It was a whole freak thing. You know what we'll do? So we're going to, Meredith, you guys, Meredith has to be somewhere after recording today. So we're not going to record a bonus episode today. I'm going to do a solo one of my own that'll be kind of in the format of what's going to happen for September, October, November, and December, which actually leads me to this thing. I want to remind you guys that I am going to be putting Ask a Clean Person the podcast on hiatus for the fall at the end of August.
For those of you who don't celebrate Braugus,
I mean, who doesn't? I'm going to be putting the show on hiatus. I will return at the beginning of the year. I talked about this on the last episode. Basically, the reason I'm just super burnt out and need a little break. And so I worked with my podcast network to figure out a way for me to take a break. And so this hiatus is going to be it. But I also will continue to do the bonus episodes on Patreon during that time. So they will actually not be bonus episodes. Those are going to be basically the stand-in for the main Ask a Clean Person the podcast. They're going to be pretty lo-fi. If you guys are not already subscribed to Patreon, you should go do that right now. It's patreon.com/askacleanperson. I'm going to be tweaking the levels of giving for that time period when I'm on hiatus, so that you guys can, like, fast track questions for answering on that version of the show. It'll be like a hybrid of the existing bonus episodes and the main show. So I'll answer questions. I'll probably talk about, like, things I've actually just cleaned. Like this week I actually did one that was a sample. It was short and pretty rough because it's my first go. But I talked about a friend of mine spilled soy sauce all over her skirt yesterday and texted me in a panic, and she was like, I need shower wipes when I come to meet you. And I was like, okay, of course I have them. And I won't tell you the whole thing because it's in the bonus episode. But basically it ended with her taking her skirt off in the restaurant that we were at and handing it to me.
Just a normal day.
You know, normal day.
I really like this as the first episode of Ask a Clean Person Unplugged.
Yeah. So I talked about that. So the ultimate spoiler alert is the stain came out. I don't really.
But you don't know how yet. That's what you don't know.
I don't think that's really a spoiler with me. Yeah.
What if you do? With the spoiler is that, like, she's still. Yeah, she never got her skirt back. She's walking around pantsless to this day. The stain is still there.
The stain is still there.
It's a really sad story.
If you need to know how to get soy sauce out of a skirt,
mm-hmm.
Go subscribe to Ask a Clean Person.
Unplugged.
Unplugged. I like that. That was actually a thing I was struggling with. I was like, what the hell am I going to call this?
You're welcome.
So there you go. So to do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson. We are not going to do a Chip Chat bonus episode today because I got to get Mira out of here. But what we will do is we will record an episode where I tell the full dog story.
Yes.
The dog story is crazy. There is also a cleaning element because I ended up, and again, just to reiterate, the dog is fine and I'm fine.
It's wild.
But I ended up covered in blood. So
whose blood?
I think it was mostly my blood from helping the dog's owner reach into the car through the sunroof to pull the dog out. So the
sunroof
was closed, you guys.
Yeah, that's really different than what I was imagining. No, it was not open.
No. He smashed through the sunroof. It was like a bowling ball that smashed through the sunroof. It was crazy. So I'll tell that whole story. I'm fine. I'm a little shaken up. I'm not going to lie about things. It's been a weird month.
There was a Gothamist article about it that a friend sent to me and was like, is this your Jolie? And I was like, that's my Jolie.
That is your Jolie. Yeah. And the thing is about it. So like, you know, I had this like thing that I was like really committed that this birthday there was going to be no calamity. Mm. And because the past three birthdays, all of my birthdays in my 40s, there's been like a calamity that's happened like on or around my birthday. And I was like, nope, not this year. And like, oh, nope. God had other plans.
But the dog is fine. You're fine.
The dog is fine and I'm fine. The dog is fine and I'm fine.
Calamities.
And which actually brings me to the Gothamist article. So the thing about the Gothamist article is that the guy who wrote it, Ben Yakis, is a friend of mine and also my birthday twin.
Ah.
And when I saw that he wrote it, I was like, I literally emailed him. I'm like, Ben, I was the witness. Like, you can't see me because that other guy's body is blocking me. But those are my arms reaching into the car to rescue the dog. Like, that was... Yeah. Me. So anyway, yeah. It's been a real week. However, it also is a real month. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most important months. It is Braugust.
The month of Braugust.
We have bras to talk about. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of bras to talk about. Today is going to be the sports bra episode.
I was thinking in preparation that the only thing I have done less frequently than wash my bras since last August is work out. I need to wash my sports bras.
All right.
Although those are the one kind of bra that, you know, you do, I
Wash regularly?
If I use them. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of caveats.
All right. Well, here, listen, girl. Oh. Cheers to that. You guys, Meredith, another very important thing is happening on this episode. Meredith is having her first ever White Claw.
Yes.
I am very excited to
it's
be
so
introducing
tall.
You to the world of White Claws. I have a White Claw, too. All right. So we have a bunch of sports bra questions topics to take on, really. I'm going to have you read the first question from Candace.
Candace writes, so I have a relatively small collection of sports bras, which I put to use on a very regular basis. Bragger.
Yeah. I was like, Meredith's going to have something to say about that one.
Okay, Candace. Since I don't always head straight home after showering at the gym and then forget about them when I do get home, they've sometimes sat in my gym bag and developed unspeakable moldy odors. Okay, now Candace is relatable to me again. Well, I should probably just throw that one from Target in the trash. I don't have the heart to give up on the one from Lululemon that costs $60. I've washed them in hot water. I've soaked them in white vinegar. I've added vinegar to the load of laundry. I should say that none of them are white, so I can't introduce them to my pal Bleachy. Oh, Jolie, I don't want to be the lady that smells like mold at the gym that's capped. I want to be the sassy lady killing it on the treadmill. Help!
I want that for you.
Yeah.
I especially don't want you to be the lady who smells like mold at the gym because the other day I went to the gym and I have this gym nemesis, right? There are actually several of them.
Yeah. Sounds right.
But there's one in particular I've talked to him about him on the show. I've actually been talking about him on the show for like a long time. I refer to him as the smelly grunter.
Oh.
He grunts on the treadmill, which like
Come on, man.
Thank you for understanding that. You can't grunt on the fucking treadmill.
No. That's like I mean, when you're a smelly grunter, those things are heavy.
Yeah.
That's the noise you make. But, like, what are you even grunting on the treadmill?
Yeah.
Just like, picking up my leg. Ooh, picking up my other leg. Ooh, picking up my leg again. Gonna keep doing this.
Kind of what it sounds like.
Ugh.
It's really distracting.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, I can hear you over Taylor Swift. Stop that.
Stop Meanwhile, that. He's listening to Ask a Clean Person. He's like, that smelly grunter, what's that guy's doing?
Yeah. But in addition to being annoying and a distraction because he's a grunter, he really smells. And I don't mean he smells because he's sweating. Like, we all smell at the gym. Like, we're all sweating at the gym. Fine. Mm-hmm. His clothes fucking reek of mildew.
Ugh.
It's really, really bad. And the other day, he was working out. I had to walk past, a machine he was using. And I just caught, like, the biggest whiff of mildew. And I was like, bruh. Wash your fucking gym clothes.
What is this guy's life like?
I don't know, man. I don't want to know, actually.
So okay, for him, it is not gym tan laundry. It is just gym tan sweat.
Gym grunt.
Yeah.
Go home.
Grunt at home.
Drink White Claws. Okay, so I don't want this for you. I want to help. I have to say, I'm kind of surprised and disappointed that the vinegar didn't work. I don't have theories in this case. But since it didn't work, I'm going to go ahead and tell you to try Dr. Bronner's, our other great friend when it comes to serious odor removal in the wash. And the reason that I say that is because Dr. Bronner's has been the thing that has taken all kinds of like very weird and very strong smells out of other launderables that my listeners have talked to me about over the years. So like, it's taken the smell of gasoline out of pants. It's taken the smell of the oil that tinned salmon comes in out of pants.
Wow. So specific.
Very specific.
Yeah.
But those are so strong. So I feel like if Dr. Bronner's can tackle those, it can definitely tackle that built-in mildew smell. One other thing that I'm going to say is if it's possible, if you have the setup for it, air dry the sports bras outside. And here's why. First of all, fresh air, fresh air isn't going to solve a lot. Let's get real.
Also, depending on where you live, how fresh is air?
Right, exactly.
How fresh is the air at all? An existential question.
Let's not get that deep on this show.
Sorry.
It's also August.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that hard right now. I want to drink White Claws and talk about bras. The thing is, though, is that in addition to the fresh air, sunshine is actually a natural disinfectant.
Wow.
And so it may be like it's not going to solve the world's problems, obviously. but I think that if you're going to go to like this triage effort, I think that the combination of trying the Dr. Bronner's and then trying to air dry outside to get the effects of the fresh air and of the sunshine will do quite well. Now, one thing that I don't think will really help, I don't think it's the problem here, but I don't think it's going to help at all, is the use of hot water in the washing machine. I know why people still cling to this idea that, you know, hot water cleans better. Hot water cleans better to some extent when we're talking about stains. But actually, when we're talking about odors, it's not really going to do anything more. And actually, it might hurt. It's not the problem. It's not causing the problem here. But like, it might actually hurt a little bit more than using cold water, because the heat from the water will basically like amplify the smells that are going on in there.
Ugh.
Right. So like, think about, I mean, we're in August, right?
Yeah.
Think about what this city smells like.
Yeah. Hot water is the sweatiest water.
Exactly. The other thing to mention, I don't think you need it. I'm not going to tell you to run out and buy it immediately, because I think the Dr. Bronner's, which is, you know, not very expensive, has 10,000 uses. It's great, great stuff. We just love Dr. B's.
Best label of all time.
Best label in the history of labels.
Great article on it, about it on Vox.com.
That's right.
/ the goods.
Is Lysol laundry sanitizer. So Lysol laundry sanitizer is a product that came out, I would say, maybe 4 or so years ago. It's newish.
Huh.
It's not brand new, but it's newish. And I have used it. I actually quite like it. I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's a very good thing to have if you live in a household where you have a lot of kids or pets and you want to be like kind of, you know, like especially with kids who get sick a lot. It will kill a lot of germs. It doesn't kill things like staph, like MRSA.
Ooh.
But there are some that it does kill. And I may be misquoting. Staph might be actually one of the ones that it does work on. It doesn't work on, I do know this because I just wrote about it. It doesn't work on pink eye, lice, hand, foot, and mouth. And what was the other one in that gruesome article that I wrote for the Times? There were four of them. Pinworm.
Oh.
How could I forget pinworm?
The penniest of all worms.
It doesn't work on those, but it is a very good thing. And in this case, where you can't use bleach and vinegar has not done the thing, which, I mean, what the fuck, man?
Come on, vinegar.
Come on, vinegar. Get it together.
You only
You're making
for,
me look bad.
For chips? Come on.
It may be the case that the Lysol laundry sanitizer kills whatever bacteria is lingering and causing this odor. So that is what I am going to recommend for this particular situation. Now, I have to sidebar, because we got to talk about the problem of what to do with your sweaty gym clothes post-gym, right? Mm. So this has been a thing that I've taken on this show a lot. And the first time I took it on, I was like, oh, also, now that I'm wrapping things up for a little bit, I realize that every time I've taken this subject on, I've taken it on with a man who has turned out to be, like, extraordinarily problematic.
Oh, wow.
So
what's going to be wrong with me?
I'm really excited for you to get canceled.
Finally.
It's going to be such a relief for you, isn't it?
Just want to get canceled softly.
I say that to be petty, but also to say that, like, I'm kind of deliberately not telling you to go back to these. I'm not telling you the episode numbers. They're out there. I've never deleted them. But that's, like, why I'm not like, why don't you go listen to this episode number 5 with, like,
no, you're instead cursing me to become problematic. I'm going to leave here and suddenly just, like, I don't know, punch an old lady in the face and who knows what'll happen.
I'm looking forward to it.
Finally, honestly, ascending to my true form.
Maybe you'll jump off a building and land in the sunroof of a car.
I am a small dog.
You are a little bit of a small dog.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I say that to someone who is also a small dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two small dogs doing this podcast right now. Wearing headphones, drinking White Claw. Yap, yap, yapping.
Okay. So this is a topic I've talked about on the show before. And every time I've talked about it, because it's been an evolution of this, right? I've been doing the show for over 4 years.
Yeah.
And I learn things. And also new products come out and new solutions come on the market and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So the first time I did this, I was like, I literally have no answers. But I'm going to find them. And then the second time I did it, I was like, I have some answers, but they're not great. I actually have some good answers now.
Great.
Because there are new products. And I also kept, you know, because I'm like a dog with a bone, small dog with a bone.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about those in a second. But first, I'm going to say this. If you're going to the gym and then you're showering afterwards to go to work or to go out with friends or whatever, and you're putting your gym clothes back in your gym bag, we talked about this a little bit last week. Take at least a sports bra or all of it, whatever, into the shower with you and rinse it.
Yeah, you're already wearing it.
You're already wearing it. Bring it in. Just rinse it off. Like, it's not going to wash it, but it is going to wick away that, like, immediate layer of dead skin, of sweat, of body oil, all that stuff that collects to form bacteria, odor causing bacteria, right? So rinse it out in the shower. I would not necessarily say to use the gym soap or shampoo on your gym clothes. I wouldn't go so far as to, like,
unless you belong to, like, Equinox.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would use the Kiehl's stuff.
Oh, wow.
Not because it's bad, but just because it's formulated for something totally different. And gym clothes, as we know, are
specific.
Fussy.
Yeah.
They're fussy dogs. They're like cats,
yes.
Maybe.
The dogs and gym clothes are cats.
They like to be handled in a very specific way.
Yes.
So at least just rinsing it off will help a lot. And then what you can do, because really, the biggest culprit is that the stuff is wet, right? And so obviously the shower rinse isn't going to help with the fact that it's wet, right? Mm-hmm. But here's what is going to really help, and you're going to be really surprised at it. And it's also going to be your gateway into hand washing,
because
I'm tricky like that. Roll the clothes up in one of those small little gym towels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just the act of rolling the clothes up in a little towel extrudes much, much, much more water than you would think.
Yeah.
So
also the number one thing I always forget to do when hand washing anything. See? And then my floor is wet.
Well, that's also Meredith.
I'm creating new problems.
That's the best part, though.
I know.
The rolling.
I forget.
Because then everything comes out and it's, like, almost dry. And you're like, oh, my God.
Amazing.
In 10 minutes, I have a clean pair of favorite yoga pants.
Yes, I have a favorite pair of yoga pants for all that yoga.
I mean, I don't do yoga, but I have favorite yoga pants.
Fair enough.
I don't know. That's just what I call my.
Yeah.
My gym pants.
Okay.
I've been brainwashed by Lululemon, apparently.
They really own our brains. Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. Okay, so roll it up in the small little gym towel. That will extrude a lot of water. Then you've wicked away the sweat, the body oil, the dead skin, all of that stuff. You've done a rinse. You've
squeezed
and extruded water so the clothes aren't soaking wet. And then here's the thing. Here's the new thing. Wet bags.
Oh.
Wet bags. So wet bags are, they tend, unfortunately, to be marketed for parents who use cloth diapers.
Sure.
Meredith is making such a face at me.
I mean, they would just never come into my life for that reason.
Exactly.
They are missing a huge market of childless me's.
Yeah. They're also really, really great for swimsuits. They're great for, I recommend them a lot for people who are going on like a beach vacation or, you know, where a swimming hole vacation.
As an adult who still gets things wet, I really feel like they should change their marketing. I get shit wet all the time.
Yeah. I have one. I love it. But the ones that are, I mean, most of them are, especially the ones that are marketed for the diapering set, are, some of them have an antimicrobial lining in them that will help to eliminate the bacteria that causes the odor while it's just hanging in the bag. So get one of those for your gym stuff. Okay, here's the last thing. I'm sorry to make an example of you. If it makes you feel better, I'm going to make an example of the person in the next question too. Really try not to forget that your gym clothes are in that bag.
Come on, Candace. But good job going to the gym, because I don't do it.
The problem is that really the reason that mildew smell is happening is because you're leaving wet gym clothes in a heap, tucked away, balled up, unable to breathe.
Smothering in their own grossness.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically the problem of hockey gear.
Yes.
You know?
A familiar problem for everyone. for all Jolie Care friends, but...
I mean, listen, if you're listening...
This all comes back to hockey gear. I know that's what it all comes back to always, but it's like... Yep. Out of context.
She did the thing.
Yep.
She managed to equate bras to hockey gear.
Yep.
Yep. Same thing. On that note,
Jolie bingo card is complete.
Just try not to forget. Okay. On that note.
But again, congrats on your fitness.
Yes.
Candace.
I mean, Candace, you're doing great. You're doing great. But get that wet bag. I think that's really going to help. All right, so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Meredith and I will be right back with more about your sports bras. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Care, and I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty. We're talking about sports bras. And hockey.
Yeah, of course. the sport bras are most used in.
I actually was just thinking, I'm like, girls who play hockey must wear sports bras under their pads.
We should have, you know who played hockey? Rebecca Jennings.
That's
who was here
with
us last week.
That's right.
She was a hockey girl.
I know. We should have asked her.
Oh, well.
Can you imagine what a hockey sports bra would smell like?
Not even kind of.
I never thought about it. I mean, of course I do.
Yeah.
But I just never thought about it.
Sports bras are, in fact, part of hockey gear.
Yeah, they are. Indeed. All right. We have another question. Actually, this question is not... It's not specific to sports bras, but it was one I wanted to take on in this episode because... It's about stains on bras, which happen to all kinds of bras.
Yes.
But there's like a specific thing with sports bras that I wanted to touch on. And I was like, well, we'll just get a twofer out of this one. So,
cool.
Okay. We have Alexandra.
Alexander Wright asks, hi, Jolie. I was going to preface this with, this is a gross question, but, and then I realized you dwell in the gross. So let me not preface anything.
This is true.
So true. I have a bra problem. A beige bra problem. They never stay beige. After a few wears, they tend to turn gray, 3-4 question marks, and look dark under white clothes, sad face. And even when I clean and soak them, the stain remains. How do I keep my beige bras beige? Help.
I have help. So, you know I'm serious because I'm clearing my throat.
She looks really serious, by the way.
Well, because it hurts me to do this, but I have to do it.
Is Alexandra also about to be made an example of?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. I'm sorry, Alexandra. It's a really good question.
Whatever's about to happen, Alexandra, I also cannot keep my beige bras beige, I'm sure.
I know. I was like, Meredith is going to be... feel very like
I'm gonna feel attacked.
She's gonna feel very dragged, mm-hmm. and very seen. Yes. There are gonna be words.
It's true.
It's a good thing I brought you that white claw.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit my white claw while you take Alexandra and I to task.
All right, I have to take you to bra school on this one. This question speaks entirely to why one needs to wash one's bra. I know. I've been writing about this for so long, you guys. And nothing's changed. I don't know where it comes from, but I know it's a thing. Women, for some reason, think that they do not need to wash their bras. They think of bras as self-cleaning.
Like ovens.
Like.
And vaginas.
No.
That is a good counterpoint.
It's just sort of baffling to me that this idea that any garment mm-hmm. we wear never needs to be washed, mm-hmm. but specifically a garment that we're wearing
in the armpit area.
Exactly. In the places where we're wearing our bra, this thing is strapped under our armpits, mm-hmm. around our back where that little trickle of sweat mm-hmm. goes, across our bosoms, mm-hmm. which, guys,
where those other little trickles of sweat go?
Are you guys not washing your breasts in the shower? Like, do you, like, are, what is it? Why is it that women think breasts don't get dirty? Breasts, of course, they're like, and they're not, they're like any other part.
I think it's because, like, bras feel like a piece of hardware almost, where it's just like they're such supportive garments. It's funny because, like, yeah, if I wear a t-shirt once, I will wash it. Absolutely. I'm like, oh, this is horrifying. And yet, you know.
I mean, I know because I know it's real, but it just doesn't make any sense.
It's also because, like, you know, they can't go in the washing machine. It's like, you know.
They can't go in the, we did a whole thing last week about well, you know, the washing machine.
If you have the bag, you have to buy the bag. I've said this so many times to you, but it's like, I don't work for this bra. It's like having another job. It's like having a pet. Bras are like a Tamagotchi, and I've just let mine die.
But your bra does so much. I feel like it's rude to bras. Your bra does so much for you.
That's true.
Well, bra does so much for you. Love your bras, you guys. I know it's a fraught relationship. It's like a marriage. Fraught.
Yes.
You can divorce it at any time.
I mean, I am waiting for you to answer one of these questions. Just like, just don't wear bras anymore.
I mean, don't wear bras anymore.
Don't wear bras anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Problem solved.
We did it.
That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
We're done. Bye.
I'm going to be starting my hiatus early. That's the end of August. We're done here. No more bras. Okay.
But say you're going to wear some bras still.
Say you're going to wear some bras still. So I think I feel bad. Sorry, Alexandra. I'm making an example of you.
And me.
But this question, you know, as I said, really, it really speaks to exactly the reason why you need to be washing your bras. She said after a few wears, it starts to look dirty. It starts to look dirty because it's dirty, girl. You've been wearing it.
You've been sweating on that thing. Me too.
There's a reason it looks dirty. It's dirty. Okay, so let's now that I've made an example of poor Alexandra, let's talk about how often to wash a bra. You're right. Your standard issue bra, not sports bras, standard issue bras, should be washed every 3 to 6 wears. In the summertime, when it is very hot and we are extra sweaty, it is probably a good idea to err more on the every 3 wears side of things. In the wintertime, when it's cooler and we're less sweaty, 6. The shower rinse is a great way to extend time. So if you're listening to this and you're like, girl, Jolie, it's summer. Mm-hmm. Don't make me do more laundry.
Yeah.
Laundry's hot. Yeah. I'm already hot. I get you. I did laundry today. It was hot. I still did it.
Yeah.
I'm also me.
Yeah.
The shower rinse can help to extend time. Because the shower rinse is going to rinse away, you know, again, that dead skin, that sweat. It's not going to wash all of it away, but it's going to help with it. So there's that that can help to extend. But you still need to wash the bras regularly. And washing bras regularly, whether they're your regular bras, your sports bras, especially when they're light-colored ones, mm-hmm. Will keep that dinge at bay. So I want to quickly sidebar over to one of the things that really happens with sports bras. This happens with my sports bras all the time, is that under the armpits, I get really bad deodorant stain streaks.
Yes.
Not necessarily buildup, because I'm very diligent about washing my sports bras, but I do get those streaks. Mm-hmm. And I say that to tell you this. I have noticed that the best way to get rid of the streaks is actually simply to take the bras when they've come out of the washing machine, or if I've hand washing is better, but I don't know how I can do it. Mm-hmm. Just to rub the fabric against itself when it's wet, and then the streaks just like go away.
Cool.
It's so easy and so weird.
Love a magic trick.
It is a magic trick. So that's that. With other kinds of staining, so whether it's, you know, discoloration from the deodorant, from sweat, from your body oils, whatever it is, you want to go ahead and use one of your enzymes for that, because it's stuff that's coming off you. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's probably not really so much sweat. It's probably mostly deodorant residue and also dead skin.
Mm.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Fun. So for those of you who want your enzymes, so your Zout or your Crud Cutter Sports Stain Remover.
Love that.
Those are great for both regular bras and for sports bras. Yeah. The other thing to mention is that if you're noticing that if you're washing as regularly as you should be,
which you're not.
Which, as I said that, I realized is like a huge caveat. Yeah.
Caveat, if you're doing this thing, you're definitely not doing.
And you're still noticing that they're not coming out looking super clean. Mm-hmm. You might want to switch your detergent and use the good detergent, which is the Good Tide, Ultra Stain Release. It is just like a much better detergent. The other thing is, you might be overstuffing your washing machine.
Not your things bra. Aren't,
I mean, you go ahead and overstuff your bra.
Yeah. Live your truth.
Yeah.
Or your not truth at all.
But if you're not, yeah, if you're noticing that things aren't coming out clean, it may be because your detergent is good enough. It's probably more likely that you're overstuffing the machine and things aren't getting clean. And then I know you're going to be like really, really mad to hear this. But really consider hand washing.
It's not that bad. It's really not.
It's really not.
I send my stuff to the laundromat to be cleaned for me because I'm a lazy jerk. So I have to hand wash my bras because I can't be like, can you then just like, I mean, I don't have a bag also. But, and it's not that bad.
I mean, you know, you can give special instructions to the laundromat people.
Oh my God, I'm absolutely not going to do that. It sounds so hard. My name is spelled Meredith, M-A-R-D. D-I-T-H in their system. And I've just for years been like, yep, that's me. I'm Mardith.
I like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I might keep using that.
Yeah. I mean, I love them. They're very nice people and my clothes are clean. But did they shrink my favorite dress? Yeah, it's fine. It was my fault.
This is why I can't trust anyone with my laundry. Also, they fold all jacked up. That's laundry school. We're not doing that. I'm not getting into it. It's not bad to hand wash bras. It's really not.
It's not.
No.
I can agree with that.
Use the bag if you're not going to hand wash. It's not bad to use the bag. Why don't you have a bag? I'll buy you a bag.
Just do it myself.
Okay.
It's the only way I'm going to hand wash the other things that need to get hand washed.
Ooh, what else are you hand washing?
Just things that also have complicated instructions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That I like don't believe that I can have my laundromat do.
Okay.
I don't even remember what's in it. I bring the bag to them and they're like, do you want things separate? And I'm like, I don't know what's in there. I have no idea what I want. Just like make them clean and give them back to me.
Oh my God. Wait, I hate this. I'm so mad.
So you should watch me just hand off my laundry. It's a nightmare.
God. Wait, no, I don't think I should do that at all.
You won't speak to me anymore.
I think I'd rather have a large dog fall on me again. See what you're doing.
It was a small dog, I thought.
It was a small dog, yeah. Actually.
This time it'll be a large dog. That would be worse. Yeah.
Oh my God, the dog.
I can't believe the dog's okay. I'm so happy.
He was like, Meredith, I can't even tell you, straight up chilling in the driver's seat. Like, I can't. It was nuts.
And he's okay.
He's totally fine. Actually, you know what? We finished this really fast. Mm-hmm. Let's do the short bonus okay. episode now.
Yay! Okay. Surprise!
Surprise! All right. All right. So, you guys, that's going to do it for this episode of Ask the Clevelanders on the podcast. Before I take anyone else to task, too,
all in trouble this week, Candace, Alexandra, and I.
Oh my God! The worst thing is, like, well, I mean, I'm in a weird space. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really entirely myself right now, just because like
you saw dogs fall off a building.
I had this very weird thing happen. I have a birthday coming up, so I'm kind of in a weird space over that, right? Because I was like
Leo season.
Well, because I was like, well, what calamity is going to befall me? And then literally a dog befell me. Yeah. Like, you know, like it's all already that. And then, like, you know, I knew that, you know, that we were going to like make the announcement that I was putting the show on hiatus. And I was worried that people were going to be mad at me. No one's mad at me.
That's nice. No,
someone's going to write and be like, I'm mad at you. Don't. Please don't be mad at me.
Do you want me to be mad at you as a like preemptive measure?
Maybe.
I'm mad at you.
Okay. I'm just in a weird place right now, right? So I'm doing the show notes and for today's episode, and like for both questions, I was like, oh God, I'm gonna have to make an example of this person, and I don't want to do it, but also like I don't want to keep telling you guys to watch your damn bras, and you don't do it, and I don't want. Like, I was so worked up.
You can't fix us, Jolie. I literally have to
leave my apartment and go do laundry to soothe myself, and that didn't help.
The Sisyphean task of getting other people to wash their damn bras.
I'm just all wound up right now. I don't know. It's really bad. All right. On that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. As a reminder, I am going on hiatus. I think we can all agree maybe the hiatus is a very good thing.
It's going to feel great. I'm excited for these for the unplugged episodes. That shit's going to get weird.
Yeah, it is. Yes. As a reminder, I'm going on hiatus at the end of August. You should subscribe to the bonus episodes that will continue through. I was planning to do them weekly, but actually after I did like a little 10-minute one today, mm-hmm. and I was like, maybe I'll just do like 2 10-to-15-minute ones a week or something. It was easy.
Yeah.
Just like
whenever you're feeling casty, just
I was casty.
Pot away.
Yeah. I had stain removal success to talk about.
It's like, you know, it'll be like Twitter, but worse.
Oh God. Don't say that. No, everyone's gonna unsubscribe. So anyway, go do that by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron on patreon.com/askacleanperson. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Do that so that you don't miss the episodes when they start to come back at the beginning of next year, which seems like far away, but it's going to go by in a flash.
Yeah, we'll be here in no time.
In the meantime, I would also really, really, really love it if you guys would leave a rating on iTunes. And, of course, tell your pals about this weird little thing show that you love so much. And, of course, as always, thank you to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.